Welcome back to Real Talk with your host, Jordan.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Jordan. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. This episode, we're going to be talking about a learning disability.
Yep.
And guess who's back?
Natalie.
Yeah. Honestly, this should just be our podcast because you're always on.
Yeah, I'm on like, I think 4-3 episodes. I don't know, but it's a lot. But
it is a lot.
It's okay. I love being here.
So me and Natalie both experienced having a learning disability our whole lives.
Yeah, ever since I guess I started school, I've had one.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started it and it was just like not good. Well, it was good for us.
I mean, it's kind of rough because, you know, like, I feel like no one really understands it. Like, whenever I tell someone, oh, I have this, oh, I have that, like, I have an IEP, they're like, what's that? What does that mean? And I'm like, it's a lot to...
It's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing. So, I looked up on a a definition of learning disability and what an IEP is. So it says a learning disability, it is orders that can affect the ability to understand or use spoken or written language. That's like an overall learning disability.
Yeah, that's like to make it short and simple. Yeah. That's what it is.
And an IEP is an individualized education program, is a legal document under United States law that developed for each public school child in the U.S.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Well, I cannot wait to talk about it. So let's get into it. So, like I said, me and Natalie both had an IEP. And I was diagnosed with it. I think I was in maybe kindergarten, first grade with it.
Yeah, it was some grade. I forget when specifically, but I know I was younger when I was told that I had one.
Yeah. And I had it until I was a senior in high school. And... Mm-hmm. Natalie, since Natalie's in college, do you still get to have, like, accommodations or an IEP in college?
So, an IEP does not exist in high school? Not in high school. Oh, college? My God. In college. I'm so sorry. In college.
You're fine.
So, you still have, like, accommodations in college, but it's not, like, you know, in high school. Like, I think the only thing that is offered. Now, I don't have any accommodations because I don't need them, but they're there.
Sorry.
But no, it's fine. But yeah.
Yeah. So were you in small group classes too back in high school?
Not really in high school, more in like middle school and grade school.
Oh, so you're in like bigger classes when you got to high school?
Yeah.
Like, with the rest of the group?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in small group all my life. But it's okay.
Now, yeah, it's okay. And if you have an IEP, it doesn't matter how old you are, you're still smart. Like, if you think that you're not smart, you are. I hate it whenever I see people and they have one. They're like, oh, I don't think I'm smart. Like, I'm in these classes with just, yeah.
Yeah.
You're still smart. You're still important. Just know that.
Yeah, and I think that it was a really, I thought that I was very dumb when I had one. I thought I was dumb. I thought, you know what, Jordan, you're never going to get through it. You're never going to be able to get through it. And, like, you're just going to be stupid, and you're not going to pass any of your classes, and you're just going to fucking fail. That's how I thought in my head.
Yeah.
And then when high school started, I was getting bullied all the time. And I remember walking into small group classes, and I would just get, like, literally looked at, and I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you looking at? Sorry. I get so upset because I actually see on TikTok there was this girl, and I don't know if you saw it.
I did see it.
I reenact to it, and it was this girl that had a lower, was it IP?
Lower, I think it's either lower IQ or lower.
Yeah, IQ.
Yeah.
It was IQ, and she wrote a poem about basically how she felt because she has one. And it was just like very upsetting that kids these days are not taking it seriously. Like, yeah, a lot of people have learning disabilities in their own way, but don't bully someone about it.
No, because you can't control it. It's how you learn. Like, you learn in a different pace than everybody else, and that's okay. Like, you don't have to know, or not know everything, but, like, you don't have to be, like, I don't know what word I'm trying to find or think of, but, yeah, like, you're not dumb if you have one at all.
And I also think that I always taught myself was we just learn in a new, oh my God, I cannot even talk, learn in a unique way.
Yes.
We just have a brain that does not work like the others do. We take time to understand things. And with my accommodations, I remember I had OT and speech.
I had that too.
And I got OT, like I had that since I was like, I had that in like elementary school, got out of it.
Yeah.
But then speech I had from like kindergarten all the way till senior year. He took me back one more time senior year. But the thing is that I didn't go in for the speech classes. I just went in to go get tested.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't think I was going, I think I went to speech until like sophomore year, but I only had it because I couldn't explain things to people. I had a hard time explaining how I felt, not even how I felt, but like things in school, like in classes, like I could not explain them until I started it. And I, thank God, improved. And they were like, all right, you're done. But I did an evaluation. They're like, you don't need speech at all.
Yeah, like I had OT and speech. I think I started it maybe like first grade and stopped in, I think like third grade maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it was, I don't know why I was in those classes. I mean, obviously because of my IEP, but I don't know what those classes were. If I'm being honest, I was just kind of there. So, obviously I know what speech is, but OT, I have no idea what that is.
I was literally in OT, like, I remember when I was a kid. Like, I would literally play with putty and trying to find the bees out of the putty.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I was in one of those, because I used to get my words mixed up, like, B and D. Oh, my God. I don't know why, but I struggle with that so much. I don't now, but I used to, and I know a lot of people that do, so I didn't feel lonely in that aspect, but yeah.
I remember it was only me. Like, there was no other kids. I think when I went to another school, I had one more kid, and oh my God, I was also practicing handwriting in my OT class too. Handwriting, playing with putty, going on scooters, tying my shoes. That was
really
one of them. Yeah.
I never had
I
that.
I got taught how to tie my shoes in OT. And like obviously my parents would help here and there, but that's how I got taught.
Really? I never. Oh my God, that's so cool. Like I never
and
had
then,
that. I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, and then when I was in like I was in another class and that was for oh my God. I forget. It was like with an owl. It was like
I have no idea.
Anyways, we used to put shaving cream. It was for, like, my letters and stuff. We used to put shaving cream on the table. And we would have to, like, put, like, B or C or cat. Like, we had to spell things out. And I honestly, that was, like, my favorite thing about it.
Yeah.
But I was younger. When I got older, I was embarrassed that I was in small group classes.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I used to lie to people. I used to lie. I know that sounds bad, but I used to lie. Because I was so, like, insecure about it. Like, I don't want, like, no one to know. Like, if someone was like, oh, you're in this class, I'm like, yeah, totally. No, I was not.
No.
But, I used to lie. But now I don't. I'm more open about it because now I don't care. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, and also, I think the only bigger classes I was in, right, was history, science class, gym, like any art classes, anything like that, I was only in bigger classes for. But for reading and math, I was in like, what was it?
I think what you're thinking of is a reading intervention. Is that what you're thinking of?
No, I was not in that. I was in like grade, like, I remember in high school, not high school, middle school, I was in like grade 4 learning level.
Really?
Yeah. And then when I got to high school, I like started picking it up and improving so much because what I would do is I would come home before night, before I go to bed, before night. Before I went to bed, I would read, like, to myself or to my parents a million times. And after I started doing that and I started asking myself questions, like, what is this about? What is this? Who are the characters? Who are they related to? I got so much better at my reading level.
That's good.
And that's when I started to really improve. And it took me a while because I was sad. I was sad because I was just like, why can I not be like the other people?
Exactly. That's what I always used to say. Like, why can I be like the kids in my class, like in my grade that are in these like honors classes and higher up classes? Like, why am I in these small classes? But I mean, it doesn't make who you are. It does, like, if you have an IEP or whatever, it doesn't make who you are. Like, that's not you. It's a part of you, but it doesn't make up your whole self. Like,
you're like fully.
Yeah.
It's a part of you. And honestly, when you get out of high school, you have no IEP anymore. You might have accommodations, but they won't follow your IEP.
No.
It's only in like, from like when you're like in kindergarten to like senior year.
Yeah.
And then you're done.
And I've met some people that had IEPs that, like in high school, that just stopped having them. And I'm like, how does that work? Because, like, no, I had friends that said, oh, yeah, I had one, but now I don't. And I'm like, that's cool. How?
And, yeah, like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah.
I'm the same way. And I think that, how was your IEP meetings?
They were honestly fucking funny. Like,
really?
Yeah, because, like, I wasn't really there for a lot of them, but when I was there, it was just, like, the same stuff. We used to, like, play around and joke a lot. I don't know why, but, yeah, they were funny.
Yeah, when I had so we would have IEP meetings every year until I graduated. I don't know if it was like that for you, but we did. And then we did evaluations every 4 years. You had to go to, like, a person to get evaluated to see if you still had an IEP. That's what I had to do. It was like a school psychiatrist or something.
I don't know if I had that, because I honestly have no idea if I had an IEP meeting in my last year of high school. Like, I don't know if I had one or not. I probably did, but yeah, I never had like an evaluation. Is that what you said? Like an evaluation teacher?
Just like the school psychiatrist would sit you down hours of the day and like the next day.
Really?
Like, I was in there for a good 3 hours. Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit, like, this is so long. And they would just, like, test my brain, and I was, like, done after the first, like, an hour. I was so bored of it, but...
Oh, so, sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, you're fine.
...cut you off, but I had to take, like, tests. I think that's what you mean, but...
MAPS testing. Yeah. I took that a lot.
Oh, I see, like, MAP testing, it's, like, a test that everyone has to take, but yeah, I don't know, like the MAP testing or the Keystones. I hated the Keystones.
I didn't have to take Keystones.
Really?
I did not take them, Johns. No, I didn't have to. Springfield. I didn't have to take the Keystones, SATs, whatever. I didn't have to take that. Because they were like, yeah, like she's an IEP, like she's not going to be able to do it. Like she's not even going to be able to like go through it.
Yeah, I had to take the Keystones and that like whole thing with all the other testing. It was a lot, because I had to wake up early and just sit in a room and take a test and do nothing. It was annoying.
Well, we also had a RE-180.
Oh my god, I had that too.
I fucking hated that shit.
I didn't need it. Like, now
an IEP, yeah, sometimes you had to take RE-180. And RE-180 is where it's this program, okay? And you had to do a writing, right? It was like a reading session, a spelling session, which I loved the spelling session. Because I liked it, like I spell pretty good.
Yeah.
And then there's something else. And we had to sit there at the station until it was over, right? Because we had to, like, in my IP class, like, we would go around, like, the station. So
yes, like, I did that too.
It'd be like the teacher, and then they would do a RE-180, the book with you.
Yes.
And then you go to the computers.
Yes.
And then you would do like spelling with another teacher.
So in mine, it was computers, then teacher, and then we had to read.
Yeah.
And I forget what else we had to do. I think that's it. But yeah, that's all I did in those, in that class.
3180 was fucking awful.
It was so
And bad. And then I still had to do it in high school. And I was like, dog, please. Yeah.
The first time I ever had that class, it was in high school. I think it was my sophomore year, I think. Yeah, my sophomore year. And then after that, I didn't have any of those classes anymore.
Lucky you.
Yeah, like after my sophomore year, I didn't have any of those classes anymore. At least I don't think I did. But.
And I think, I think that when I was in high school, I started not to care. I think like sophomore year all the way to senior, I was just like, I don't give a fuck what you guys think. But I struggled in chemistry.
Yeah, chemistry?
I had to do biology, and I didn't even go to the fucking class. I kid you not. I never went, and I never went to chemistry either. Chemistry was where it's like COVID, like it was hybrid, and then like the end of the year we went like full like class. Like, we didn't have to do hybrid or anything.
Yeah, I never had that class. I had a biology class whenever that, so.
Yeah, well, I didn't take biology till sophomore year, and then I took chemistry junior year.
Yeah, I took that in, I think, sophomore year. No, freshman year. I forget which one, but it was one of those two.
Yeah, bio. It was, yeah, because freshman year they told me I didn't have to take it, and then sophomore year, they're like, okay, look, you have to take it for your credits, and you also have to take chemistry. And I was like, what the fuck? And I remember when I was in their classes, like, they'd be like, okay, Jordan, like, they'd ask me a question. And yeah. I literally looked at them, and I could not give them an answer because I had no idea what the fuck I was learning. Like, I sat there, like, and I would try. Like, I would do notes. Like, I would try to learn and understand, but I couldn't. Like, my brain was just, like, not functioning. Like, I don't know what it was.
Now, whenever I learn, I have to see it in order so I can understand it. Like, I can't just, like, read a book
and then
be like, oh, yeah, I know everything. No.
Me? That's not me. I have to, like, physically do it for me to get it.
Yeah.
Like, hands-on work. That's all I can do. Like, that's why, like, people are always like, how did you do dance? How did you do dance? Because I had it. I looked at it. I did it in person, and that's how I got better, and that's why I loved it so much.
Yeah.
But, Natalie, I have a question for you.
What's up?
What was the hardest part about your learning disability?
I think the hardest part about it was trying to fit in with my friends and my peers that weren't in those classes.
Yes.
I would feel so, like, left out when my friends would be like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this in this class. And I'm like, oh, I kind of wish I was in that class and doing it with you, but oh, well. But, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I could definitely say that, like, trying to fit in. And I would also say that mentally, it was a struggle.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, like, I just thought that I just wasn't good enough for school. I couldn't do it, and I was going to fail. Like, I literally got told in my IEP that I could not go to Westchester University.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then I went to the community college. And I was like, you know, maybe school is, like, not my thing. And then I went to broadcasting school, and now this is where I ended up. And everyone is, like, shocked. Like, I, like, just proved everyone wrong. And that's what I needed to do. Like, when I went to, like, my friend's prom, Megan's prom.
Yes.
I, like, the teachers were asking me, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, yeah, like, I just graduated from a broadcasting school. They were like, what? You graduated? And I was like, yeah, bitch, I did. And they all looked at me. I had, like, four heads. I was like, God damn, did you guys not think I could fucking do it?
And I hate that because I know a lot of teachers, like, I don't know if any, actually, there is one thing. Oh, my God. This still pisses me off till this day. So I was about to sign up for BoTech, and it's a nursing thing. And the teacher, or, like, the IEP teacher, whatever it's called.
Your case manager.
No, it wasn't her.
Oh, it wasn't even your case manager?
No, it was a teacher at the VoTech school.
Oh, okay.
Told me that I'm not, like, smart enough to be in the nursing program there. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, my mom told me that. I'm like, okay, first of all, shut up. Like, you're drawing anyway.
Was it the IEP teachers at the VOTech school?
Yeah.
Oh my God, them girl and the guy.
Yeah, it was some chick.
I exactly know who it was.
And
I have to, yes, after this, I will definitely know what their name was. Oh my God, I had an issue with them in fucking Aston, and I had to go tell the principal and then get people involved because, like, I needed help because they're supposed to be your IEP, like, teachers when you go to VOTech. There's two people or one, and they're supposed to help you when you have an IEP, make sure you get your accommodations in VOTech, everything. When you go test, you can go test there. They could read it out to you, whatever. That's what I did in cosmetology. Now, early childhood, I didn't need that because I had Kenzie.
Yeah.
Because she would read, like, literally, I'm dead ass. She would read all my tests to me. So I didn't have to go there. But when I did, like, go there, like, they were rude. Like, I don't know. Like, I was like, fuck no. Yeah, like, fuck no.
Apparently, because I wasn't in that room and she was saying all that, I was almost, like, because I was in some class and I was called down. And she didn't say that when I was in there.
But and she said it when you got out.
No, I wasn't even in there. So it was her, my mom, and my case worker or whatever, and then the
guy.
Yeah, and some guy was there. And my mom told me that, and I'm like, first of all, girl, bye. Anyway, she was like, maybe you should do teaching. I'm like, I'm not doing teaching. I'm going in there for nursing, and I'm doing nursing. I don't have to be a mastermind to fucking
do it.
Understand how to help a patient out of bed. Like, it's not that hard. So
did you get through it?
Oh, yeah.
You graduated.
I graduated.
Me and Natalie, fun fact, we graduated together at the same graduation for VOTech. So she went to one near us, and I went one, like, kind of like 30 minutes away, 20 minutes away. And they all come together. Both schools, they're the same thing. And they come together, and that's how we do their graduation. So me and Natalie got to practice graduation and do it together. I think that was so cool because me and Natalie have known each other for 19 years. Like, since our mothers had us, like, we've been best friends.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so cool. But I just think that if you're struggling with having a learning disability, make sure you need, like, take your time on tests. Yes. Make sure that you, if you need help, ask for help. Do not be scared to go and, like, ask for help because you think someone else is going to judge you. Fuck them. It's your life. It's your education. And you just got to get through it.
Exactly. Like, if it doesn't matter if you ask a teacher for help, like, every 2 seconds, it's okay. Like, but yeah, as Jordan said, just take your time, calm down, don't stress yourself out. If you need more time, ask for more time. It's helpful.
It is helpful. And also, you need to make sure that you know that you are stay true to yourself. You learn in a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, the best advice I can give you is to just try to keep up with it. I would not let anyone tell you you're stupid, you're this, you're that. Fuck no. Because at the end of the day, like, you prove them people wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, prove them wrong. Like, I'm telling you, as soon as you prove them wrong, they're going to be fucked because they're going to be like, oh, shit, I made a mistake and by telling her that she couldn't do that and she fucking did it.
Exactly.
Everyone can do anything in this world as long as they put their mind to it.
Exactly. And
I think that, honestly, like, the biggest thing is you just go in there, you rock out, you do what you're supposed to do. If you need help, ask for it. If not, get it done early and get the fuck out of high school.
Yeah.
Or any school. But that's how I kind of think of it now. But having a learning disability is very hard and it's very challenging. But honestly, it was so worth it for me.
Yeah, like, you're not stupid if you have one. You're smart in your own way. Everyone's smart in their own ways. No one, like, you're smart in your own way, and it's gonna be okay. If you have one, it's gonna be okay.
You're gonna be great. And I think that, honestly, like, it's beautiful that people have, like, ways to cope with everything and have ways to, like, get through a learning disorder. And I feel like our brain is unique in our own way, and we should not let that take control of who we fully are as a person.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I would handle it.
Yeah.
Now, this is the end of our episode. It is short, but we wanted to get this out to you guys. Now, I have exclusive content. It's $3 a month. You can subscribe. And you guys are going to be getting, like, story times, bringing my family members on, bringing my friends on, bringing everyone on. And we're going to talk about story times, drama, like me and Natalie, like, are going to be recording a episode about drama. So you guys better listen up.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get a different side from Real Talk with Jordan. Now, my public content will, of course, still be mental health and how I got through things and what I did to get through it. But my exclusive content is going to be a little bit more juicier and a little bit more laid back and fun.
Yeah.
Even though my public podcasts are fun. But that is it for this video. I hope you loved it. Make sure you follow our Girls Uncensored podcast we have together, me and Natalie and our three best friends. Natalie, where can you find it on? You can find it on Spotify.
Apple Music.
Yes. Deezer.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm getting iHeartRadio, I think. Yeah. And you can also find our Instagram at girls_uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Now you can find this episode on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Deezer, and a lot more now.
Yeah, you're on a lot now. Girls,
Google Podcasts.
A round of applause.
But we thank you for all the love and support that you've given me and Natalie. When Natalie's come on here, she's always a good time. Thank you, Natalie. I got to keep in there. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you, Natalie, for joining me.
Of course.
It is such a damn honor.
Oh, I'm so appreciative.
And trust me, bitch, I know you're about to be on this podcast a lot more since I have a home studio.
And it's okay. I love it.
Thank you guys for tuning into Real Talk with Jordan. I'll see you next week.